If it weren't for the fact that the people in the New Age movement take the great evacuation seriously, it would be pretty hard to believe. I'm Dr. Fred, and you're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Well, thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know. And last time we talked about the possibility that the New Age movement or people within the New Age movement teach something that sounds really familiar and similar to those of us who believe in a rapture. Of course, in the Great Evacuation, that's what they talk about in the New Age movement. And the reason they call it that is because, well, people are going to be evacuated from planet Earth. Let me continue. It'll make more sense in just a couple minutes, because last time we really had time to just briefly introduce the subject. And we find that one of the main messages that is given to Earthlings, and I mentioned this last time, is it has to do with the Bible. It's funny how many times people report that if they were abducted by aliens or if they had an encounter with an alien, it seems like the message given to those people is that they're misinterpreting the Bible. And we talked about the fact that it's kind of ironic, I guess, that supposedly such an advanced civilization like those from UFOs and aliens from other planets and galaxies, who likely would, I mean, you would think, would have information on how to cure cancer and AIDS and the common cold, et cetera, et cetera. But they don't give us any of that information. What they're more interested in doing is talking about the Bible. And I think that that's fascinating. And we talked about that last time, and we noted that it's pretty interesting, actually. And as far as I'm concerned, that gives me a heads up. A red flag goes up. It makes me want to think. But there's something else that is interesting. The message, apart from the fact that we've got the Bible wrong, is not for the fact that it has been distilled through several individuals on Earth at various times. And if not for that fact, it would probably be difficult to believe. As a matter of fact, it's difficult to believe as it is. The message given by extraterrestrials and recorded in what is called the Ashtar Command, Project World Evacuation, 1993. Here's what this says. And again, this was disseminated to several human beings, at least according to their testimony, from Ascended Masters, ETs, whatever you would call them. And here's what they said, quote, "Our rescue ships will be able to come in close enough in the twinkling of an eye to set the lifting beams in operation in a moment. And all over the globe where events warrant it, this will be the method of evacuation. Mankind will be lifted, levitated, shall we say, by the beams from our smaller ships. These smaller craft will in turn taxi the person to the larger ships overhead, higher in the atmosphere, where there is ample space and quarters and supplies for millions of people," unquote. Now, that's what they said. Did you notice that in the twinkling of an eye? I think that that's pretty interesting, too. But they're talking literally about an evacuation of millions of people. Millions. These series of Ashtar Command messages transmitted allegedly to a person named Tuella is on the internet, and it can be read easily by going to the place where all these messages are stored on the internet. Just look up Ashtar Command or Tuella on the internet and you'll likely find it. Now, what's really, really fascinating, the entire book or series of messages from the ETs to the people of Ashtar, or from Ashtar to Earth, it starts out with this, quote, "Although these messages of the coming Earth changes and ascension of planet Earth given by Ashtar Command in the 1980s through Tuella," and her real name is Thelma Terrell, have since been long delayed in their outcome, mainly through the strong efforts of the forces of darkness to eliminate or postpone the event. The instruction and program contained therein remains largely unchanged and applicable to the now fast approaching times of final cleansing, unquote. You know what's fascinating here is that, in my view, Satan is covering his proverbial rear end by teaching people within the New Age about an event that Christians call the rapture. And when he does not get the timing right on it, he offers the excuse that the strong efforts of opposition from the forces of darkness to eliminate or postpone the event is what's keeping it at bay. And of course, the forces of darkness here are really Christians. Notice what is really being said. Apparently, these messages were originally transmitted in the 1980s. That's what, 30, close to 40 years ago? It was thought then by the aliens that what they were stating, what they were revealing, was going to come to pass soon. It didn't. So this disclaimer was placed up as an excuse. The average individual will look at this and say, see, it's the forces of darkness that are working against world peace. We've got to work harder. Well, according to Chuck Missler, the first messages from the Ashtar Command arrived actually in 1952, and they arrived to an individual named George Van Tassel. Here's what it says. Quote, one of the first messages said this: we are concerned about humanity's deliberate determination to extinguish humanity and turn this planet, Earth, into a cinder. Our missions are peaceful, but this condition occurred before in this solar system, and the planet Lucifer was torn to bits. We are determined that it shall not happen again. Unquote. What is so interesting here is that if we compare this with the biblical picture, we gain some insight into what these beings know. In spite of the fact that many within Christendom do not believe in the doctrine of the rapture, here is a type of rapture being postulated by aliens. I mean, the fact that these aliens have already sent messages since 1952 and again in the early 80s about a coming evacuation of millions of people from this planet is obviously their attempt to downplay the rapture. The rapture, according to the Bible, is the instantaneous removal, translation of true Christians who make up the invisible church. This will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Paul speaks of this event in 1 Thessalonians 4:15-17, where he says this, quote, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord, unquote. This is also reflected, I believe, in Christ's own Olivet Discourse found in Matthew 24:29-31. Now, here we see a message. And in this message, purportedly transmitted by an alien from the Ashtar Command, doesn't this sound like science fiction? Something that you would see as a TV show? From the Ashtar Command. I could just see it, you know? But it's being translated from Ashtar Command to a human being that these aliens were preparing the Earth for a time in which millions of people would vanish instantly from this planet. So Thelma Terrell, or Tuella as she's known in New Age circles, carried on literally where George Van Tassel left off. In the 1980s, Ashtar clarified the message to Earth through a new channeler named Thelma Terrell. She compiled the channeled messages of Ashtar, who declared that planet Earth would be spared certain annihilation by an extraterrestrial evacuation of millions of people who, get this, threaten the harmony and evolution of Earth. Wow. So the reason these people are going to be taken off the planet in the amount of millions and millions is because they apparently threaten the harmony and evolution of Earth. So it becomes clear, doesn't it? First, we learn that the aliens have transmitted messages as early as 1952, which tell of a removal of millions of people from the Earth, all in the same instant. Then, in the 1980s, another person by the name of Tuella, who has apparently replaced George Van Tassel, receives clarified information from the same source that the people who are to be removed are those that threaten the Earth's existence. Now, what is fascinating, of course, is that all of this sounds, at least to me, like the rapture. It is a fact that Satan knows the Bible, and I'm sure he knows it better than any other living human being besides Christ himself. During Christ's temptation in the wilderness, Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4, Satan quoted Scripture, the Word of God, just as he had in the Garden of Eden. He quoted it in the same manner, slightly twisting the meaning of it, so that while it resembled its original meaning, it now literally meant something else. Jesus didn't buy any of it, rejecting Satan's advances with Scripture of his own, and Satan's deceptive ploys and power were no match for Jesus in Satan's attempt to move Christ from the chosen path. If you're listening to my words, I would encourage you to read the narrative of Jesus's bout with Satan and his victory over the same. Matthew 4, Mark 1, Luke 4. So are the powers of darkness, led by Satan himself, fully aware of an event that Paul speaks of, in which all true believers, both dead and alive at the time, will be caught up to be forever with the Lord? It would appear to be the case. But notice that in Satan's version of this event, those who are raptured or evacuated off the planet are the problem children. And that's important. It's those folks who are keeping the rest of the population and the world itself from evolving into the next stage of existence, at least according to the New Age people. Now, it's not merely Chuck Missler and Mark Eastman that provide us with information that seems to indicate a rapture-like event of the true church would occur in the future. Others, like Constance Cumby, and I've referred to her before, have also written about the New Age movement, critiquing the New World Order that New Agers long for and look forward to becoming a reality. This New World Order may very well include aspects of neo-Nazism along with solid components of the New Age movement, which is sadly finding its way into many mainline churches and denominations. Now, referring to this possible future event Christians call the rapture, one New Age writer states this. Listen to this, quote, "The people who leave the planet during the time of Earth changes do not fit in here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of the Earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining," unquote. Isn't that something? That's another New Age writer, not a Christian. Now, on the Share International website, Benjamin Krem is noted as a messenger of hope. He's called this due to his connection with the spirit world and his ability to channel the masters, of which, you know, we've ultimately become known to Krem as the hierarchy of the masters. In the late 1950s, after having spent a number of years studying the writings of Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, and others, Krem began receiving what he called transmissions from these masters. Now, the first of these transmissions informed Krem of an eventual appearance of someone named Maitreya, or the Christ. And this person is the head of our planetary hierarchy. And then we learn more about Krem, how the transmissions occurred with some regularity, and how he became very well known in the New Age movement. And we're going to learn more about him next time, and I hope that you'll join me. And until then, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.